My next guest, the author of the brand new book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Eric Metastas joins us. He is a New York Times bestselling author, nationally syndicated radio host. Eric, great to have you here.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what's how long have you been in radio?
How long have I been in radio? I've been in radio just over 1 year. I'm really a writer, but I couldn't resist the lure of the microphone.
That's
so
fantastic.
I've been doing my radio show for a year now.
And how do you become nationally syndicated within a year? Tell me that.
Well, I'll tell you how. You replace someone who was already nationally syndicated. I mean, I've had a national profile through my writings and other things, and I think that when I spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast in 2012, some of the people at Salem took notice of me and decided to see if something would open up, if they would offer me a national platform. So now the Eric Metaxas Show is on 300 stations across the U.S., and if anybody wants to find it, they can go to MetaxasTalk.com.
It's Eric Metaxas, his new book, If You Can Keep It. And I want to get your thoughts, too, on the experience of doing talk radio. What do you think of it? What are the challenges, would you say, for you?
Well, I love it. I didn't know what I would think of it, honestly. I have a lot of fun. I kid around a lot. I talk about serious stuff, but I joke around a lot. I think people enjoy that. I think that it should be fun to pursue the truth, to ask the big questions. So I call it the show about everything. I have all kinds of people on to talk about all kinds of subjects, from faith, politics, comedy, films, everything. And we really have a lot of fun. But I didn't expect that I would enjoy it so much. Yeah. I really do enjoy it.
And what do you think of the daily grind aspect of it?
Well, that's something that's new too. But, you know, if you're doing something that comes naturally, which I think this does to me, it doesn't feel as much like a grind, at least not yet. I have to say that there's something about it that it just feels very natural to me.
It's all about the next show, right?
Well, yeah, that is an issue for me. That is an issue.
As soon as you're done, it disappears. It's on to the next one, which can be good sometimes, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that I do a lot of interviews, and a lot of people listen via podcast. They say, oh, I didn't know that, you know, Eric had interviewed Morgan Freeman. I think I'll listen to that one. So even though they might have missed it that day, lots of people listen on the weekends and kind of catch up that way.
Eric Metaxas, author of the new book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. In fact, that book is out, next week, am I right?
It's out early next week, and I'm asking all my friends to pre-order it if they think they want to get it, because the publisher says that's important. But, I mean, for me, I've never written a book. I mean, I've written a number of biographies. Most people who know me would know me through my book, Bonhoeffer. But I have never felt so passionate about anything I've written. I feel like this book is about saving America. We're at a place in the country where, and I think that the election is a reflection of that, where we have lost our way. We have forgotten what is America, who are we as a people, all the stuff that I think previous generations really understood. We've ceased teaching for about 40 years.
Why do you think we've lost our vision there?
Well, I think that we're not teaching it in public schools anymore. We don't really teach young people, and by young people, I mean anybody my age and younger. I mean, I grew up in the 70s. I didn't get this stuff growing up. I went to Yale, which is a very secular, liberal university. They were not talking about patriotism, all of that stuff, which I think every country needs, a sense of who we are as a people, what makes this country special. I think in the United States, it's far more important, because I really do believe in American exceptionalism, not that we're better, and I write about this in the book, but that the idea that the founders bequeathed to us are so special, so magnificent, that they're a treasure. We're the possessors of a great treasure, and we've forgotten its value. We've forgotten that we should be honored. We are privileged to have this.
Yeah, what's driving us in that direction to forgetting all this, would you say?
Well, look, I think, first of all, entropy. I think that it's the natural course of things that people forget. I mean, all through the Bible, God institutes these things that every year you've got to do this at Passover. You've got to remind yourself over and over and over. We used to have national rituals, but I think that those have faded. I think that the narrative from the 60s till now, we've kind of bought into this negative narrative. We're no longer really patriotic in the way that we used to be. I talk in the book about the film Mr. Smith Smith Goes to Washington, one of the most spectacular films ever made, bar none. And it is a beautiful film about America, the ideals of America. There's nothing corny about it. It's just magnificent. We used to have that sense in the culture.
So do you view President Obama as kind of driving us in that direction?
Well, I think, again, he's a reflection. We elected him twice. We didn't need to do that. We can elect whoever we like, but we elected him twice, and I think that he is the poster boy of this idea that America, that American power is a problem versus an opportunity to help those around the world. I mean, Reagan, you know, when he flexed American muscles, it gave hope to people in the Soviet gulag. They thought, I hope that the Americans will make a way for us to be free. We're suffering here. Cuba, all of these countries that the people are suffering in prisons because they have to buy into what this government has forced them to buy into. They were looking to America to make a way, to be strong, to hold up the torch of liberty.
It was hope, essentially, for a lot of people. By the way, Eric Metaxas, author of the new book, If You Can Keep It, coming out next Tuesday. You can pre-order it now. Donald Trump, when he says he's going to make America great again, what does that say to you?
Well, listen, I think part of that is beautiful. I think that his way of doing it might not be the way I would do it, but I think the very idea that America has lost its way and that we aren't what we could be, that's important. I think when people say, hey, everything's great and we're just going to keep going in this direction, those people don't really have any sense of who we are as a people and what we have been for 200 plus years. And so I think that Trump basically gets it half right. Listen, Tocqueville,
how much of it is just the economic struggle people are going through right now?
Well, it's never just about economics. Let's face it. I mean, if you believe in big government and regulation is going to destroy the economy. That's a part of it. It all comes down to political philosophy. What do you say is freedom? And if freedom is a fake egalitarianism and socialism, you vote for Bernie Sanders, and then everybody has the same amount of money. Everybody gets paid $15 an hour. That is not going to lead to prosperity for all. I think that you have to have a real appreciation of what is the free market, how is it supposed to work, and at the core of everything is virtue. If you have capitalists who are not virtuous, basically speaking, capitalism can be abused. If you have democracy without people of virtue, they can vote for Adolf Hitler. Yeah. These things, you need to put virtue at the center of it, and that's really the biggest point of my book, is we've forgotten about that.
What is the state of our virtue, would you say, right now?
Not good. Virtue has never fallen on harder times. We kind of make fun of people when they talk about virtue. We don't talk about virtue. We don't talk about being good. We have really defined those ideas right out of existence, and we're suffering. I mean, if you want to know why kids don't have good values, is because we don't even know what to tell them. What is the difference between right and wrong? What is good? What is bad? We've sort of stopped doing that, and it's all devolved to political correctness and sexual identity, and there's so much more than that, but we've really shrunk. It's as if we're ashamed to talk about right and wrong, virtue, morality. We don't talk about that anymore, and I really would submit that has brought us to a tremendous, to say dangerous is to understate it, to a fatal path. About this, we're dead.
I mean, when you say that, what is it you're fearing will happen?
Well, let's say this. Let's. It's not going to take much. If Hillary Clinton is elected, and she, now this is a little bit besides the point, but since you're asking, I'll just cut to the chase on this issue. If she is elected and she brings two or three Supreme Court justices in the mold of Sotomayor or Ginsburg, that will effectively end this experiment in ordered liberty, because you will have a number of judges legislating from the bench, which is fundamentally unconstitutional, and the ability for people to vote, it just gets wiped away because the Supreme Court trumps, no pun intended, by legislating from the bench. They did it with Roe v. Wade. They did it with Obergefell and the same-sex marriage. The states are supposed to decide these things. The states are supposed to decide. Once you take that away from the states and the Supreme Court says, no, we're going to do it, we're going to find something in the Constitution to judge justify this action, it's the end of democracy. Now, we've been teetering on the edge. If we elect somebody who will have an opportunity to appoint two or three or four justices in the mold of Sotomayor or Ginsburg or Kagan, even to say we're in trouble is to understate it. It's game over. I think it's that serious. And that's just one thing. But I would say the first thing is kind of like, you know, put out the fire. You've got to, before you can fix up the house, you got to put out the fire. We're burning down. If we do not take that seriously, we're going to have a much bigger fight on our hands. But, I say everything I want to say in the book. Yeah. I think that we have to re-educate our young people. I mean, if you understand how the government works, you would understand that legislating from the bench is wrong and that the Constitution is, you know, close to sacred. Those things are really important. We have not taught our young people that.
You can pre-order the book right now. The title, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. It's out officially June 14th, next week. Eric Metaxas. Eric, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yep.